The Holy Gospel for today is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 3rd chapter. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Please pray with me. Lord, in this Advent season, we await your advent. We await your coming here in this wilderness we have come to call home. We have wandered together into the darkness without chart or compass to guide us. We sought freedom but became slaves to our passions, our greed, our appetites, ourselves. We've searched for happiness, but found the sadness of unfulfilled desires, disappointed dreams, false gods, and superficial highs. So come to us, Lord. Offer us true joy. Because even in our wandering, we cannot forget home. Even in our lostness, we remember you and your love for us. Come to us, Lord Jesus. Amen. Just another day in the United States of America. That's how BBC correspondent James Cook introduced news footage of the shootings in San Bernardino this past week. Just another day of gunfire, panic, and fear. The Irish Times ran an editorial entitled, "Another Day, Another Slaughter." The paper went on to say that it was dumbfounded that so little was being done to reverse the tide of deadly violence, and that for all too many, the response to another mass killing is simply to go out and buy more guns. The rest of the world looks on with utter bewilderment. Of course, it's not just the rest of the world that is bewildered. Most of us have looked upon another shooting after another shooting after another shooting, and I could keep going on. We've looked upon these events with bewilderment. What is this strange, awful place that we inhabit now, in which it becomes harder and harder to be shocked anymore by the latest shooting of the week? Jewish prophets like Isaiah called this place wilderness. Wilderness, bewilderment. Do you hear the connection? John the Baptist is quoting Isaiah when he declares in our gospel reading for today, "The voice of one crying out in this wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." For the people of Israel, the wilderness was a desolate, lonely place. It was a dangerous place, the place of wild beasts. When Israel thought of wilderness, it recalled Sinai, the place where Hebrew slaves, once freed, lost their way and couldn't find their way home. Sinai, according to the book of Deuteronomy, was a great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground. So to hear these words of John this morning, as God's people first heard them, we need to set aside our understanding of wilderness as a location for golf or relaxation or getting away from it all. It's the wilderness talked about in Scripture is not a place where you take your family on vacation. Wilderness in the Scriptures is also a place where people become bewildered. It's where Israel couldn't find their way home. It's where they began to bow down before other gods. It was in the wilderness that Zion said, "The Lord has forgotten me." Remember, it was in the wilderness that Jesus was tempted to abandon God's will. Bishop William Willimon points out that wilderness is also a state of mind. It's an apt metaphor to describe a terrifying situation where wild beasts are lurking. There are no clear paths in or out. Chaos, violence, temptations to take matters into our own hands reign in the wilderness. And so wilderness is an apt metaphor for our new address at the intersections of gunfire, panic, and fear. This poetry that John the Baptist shouts was first addressed to Jews who were in exile. They had been hauled off by violent oppressors into a strange land, into a new address in Babylon. Out in Babylon, the captors tried to talk the Jewish people into forsaking their God to embrace the new land, the new way of living. How old-fashioned, they say, to stick to this religion you believe. It's time to get real. Your God can't help you now. The captors worked to define life exclusively by imperial Babylonian definitions of what's what, Babylonian hopes, Babylonian fears, Babylonian values. God's people out in Babylon were told that they were privileged to live in one of the greatest, most noble, most powerful, most beautiful civilizations ever devised. You just have to give up your old ways and embrace life in the new land, they were told. And just as some of God's people back then were assimilated into the values of the Babylonian Empire, so some today look upon our culture and sense no abrasion between our cultural values and gospel values. And so a Christian leader of a major Christian university told 10,000 students at a recent convocation this past week that they each ought to conceal and carry in order to take care of the Muslim problem. Another response is to shrug our shoulders, declare, "This is just the way it is now. You're just going to have to get used to it. This is the new normal." And then get back to the game. God sends the John the Baptist so we won't be tempted to settle into this wilderness where the awful becomes ordinary. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." This poetry from Isaiah makes sense only to those who recognize their context as wilderness. It only makes sense if you recognize that this home of ours has become a bewildering place of crooked, treacherous paths, of high, unclimbable mountains, of dark, unreachable valleys. How could we sing the Lord's song in this strange land? The people of Israel sang out in the book of Psalms. First Isaiah, then John the Baptist answered by teaching the people to imagine their way home. The poetic speech of Isaiah and John liberates because it is poetry which enables us to be, first of all, honest about our situation and name it as wilderness. The word of the Lord liberates because it proclaims a way out of the wilderness in a wild place where only the shrieks of beasts are heard. There is a voice announcing, "Prepare the way of the Lord. This is not home." And because we can't find our way out of it to God, God finds our way into it to meet us. Here in the wilderness, the Lord comes. God bulldozes a way through the desert, John says, to get to us, because we couldn't get to God. The culture that has become so violent is not the only kind of wilderness. This past week, I received word that a good friend from high school lost his wife to breast cancer. I've been reading Julie's Caring Bridge site off and on for the past 2 years, two of the 3 years she fought her long battle. Julie and Bob have found themselves during most of these years in this all-consuming wilderness of sickness, treatment, hopes dashed, hopes rekindled, and now death. So difficult, Bob texted me, so sad. Some of you know that wilderness all too well. You find yourselves in a similar wilderness of grief and sorrow, a wilderness that seems even darker in a season of colored lights and glad tidings. Others have become lost in a wilderness of appetites gone awry, of toxic relationships, or in work that increasingly grows more burdensome than fulfilling. Our Lost in the Night, our Blue Christmas service tonight, is especially for those who are languishing in some kind of wilderness now and for those who desire to pray for others who are caught there. John speaks to us today, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Dare to dream of the day. The day is surely coming, says the Lord, when every valley shall be filled and every mountain, every impossible obstacle shall be made low. Dare to imagine that day when the crooked shall be made straight and the rough ways shall be made smooth and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." I have a dream, another prophet and dreamer said, whose people were caught in the wilderness of racism and violence and injustice. Dr. King understood that God's way out of the wilderness was not the way of demonizing others or of increased violence. God's way out of the wilderness is a way of understanding and listening and reconciliation and nonviolence. A step on that path this morning is to hear these words, to listen to our Muslim neighbors here in Sioux Falls. This announcement from these neighbors has been posted on the Muslim Community Center of South Dakota website. The Muslim Community Center of South Dakota condemns the deadly shootings in San Bernardino, California. Our sincere condolences to the loved ones of those who were killed or injured. We can't find a way, better way to emphasize this. The value of human life is more than what we read in the Quran, and quoting the Quran, because of that, we decreed upon them that whoever kills a soul, unless for a soul or for spreading corruption in the land, it is as if he had slain mankind entirely. And whoever saves a soul, it is as if he had saved mankind entirely, from the Quran. We send our sincere and heartfelt prayers to those who were murdered and to their families. We ask God to shower God's blessings and peace on all humanity. In the seventh year of the presidency of Barack Obama, Dennis Dugard being governor of South Dakota and Elizabeth Eaton, the presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the word of God came to Spirit of Joy Lutheran Church to stir up prophets and dreamers who would speak words of hope to those lost in the wilderness. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." You no longer have to call this wilderness home, or to stumble in the dark, bewildered. Hear this good news. God comes. The Lord comes to lead you home. Amen.